This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of Americans are in the eye of a storm, snow and freezing rain. The bad weather expected to hit the East Coast this weekend, though forecasters can't say yet which areas are going to get what. Former President Trump is asking the Supreme Court to overturn a ruling barring him from the Colorado ballot.
The ex-president wants the high court to review a Colorado Supreme Court ruling banning him from the state's ballot. The decision marked the first time a section of the 14th Amendment prohibiting those who engaged in insurrection was used to keep a presidential contender off the ballot. The Civil War era clause has been used so sparingly that the nation's highest court has never ruled on it. Trump's move comes a day after he appealed a ruling by Maine's top elections official that he's ineligible for the state's ballot over his role in the Capitol riot. Trump remains on the ballot in both states while the appeals play out. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An airstrike in Baghdad, Iraq, kills a militia leader. The militia is backed by Iran. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Militia officials announced that its head of operations in Baghdad, Mushtaq Taleb El-Saidi, had been killed. The militia group is a coalition of militias that is nominally under the control of the Iraqi military and is known as the Popular Mobilization Force. The group blames the attack on what they called brutal American aggression. Officials with the U.S. military and embassy in Baghdad did not immediately respond to requests for comment. I'm Karen Chamas.
Due in court today, a co-pilot accused of threatening to shoot a commercial airline captain who had talked about diverting a flight from Atlanta to get medical attention for a passenger. Jonathan Dunn is charged with interfering with a flight crew. The flight was on its way to Utah, Salt Lake City. This is AP News. Americans are buying more cars.
American consumers bought 15.6 million new vehicles last year. The numbers indicate that car buyers were undeterred by high prices, rising interest rates, auto worker strikes, and a computer chip shortage. The tally is 12% more than in 2022. That's the biggest increase in more than a decade. But that still does not match the 17 million vehicles rate in the years before the pandemic. There are signs of a cooling market as supplies grow on dealer lots and prices have started to fall. Average auto sales prices peaked in December of 2022 at just over $47,300. Data from J.D. Power show average prices in mid-December of 2023 were down 2.7%, or around $46,000. Analysts expect more discounts. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.